Mark Simon joins us. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter. Mark, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you. Sports Info Solutions. If you want to follow someone on Twitter, I say absolutely Mark, because during the week he gives you so many different metrics and looks at baseball. It's always a lot of fun. So Mark A. Simon says on Twitter. Mark Beattie today, and I talked a little bit about him before you came on. This is a guy who's 0-8. The team is 0-8 in his last eight. He's 0-3. 18 first inning runs. What can we learn about the analytics of Tyler Beattie? What can we look for today?
He's a struggle because it's hard to find positives. The ERA is basically what people would say it should be because he's given up 20 home runs in 96 innings, and you're not going to, in this day and age, fare well when you have 20 home runs in 96 innings. He has one pitch that's really, really good when hitters go for it, but hitters don't go for his curveball enough. I don't know. See, this is where my lack of knowledge on what he should do to fix it is. But if he could figure out a way to harness his curveball to where it was a pitch that he could get 60% strikes instead of sub 50% strikes without allowing more damage, that would be a really good pitch, because right now it's a really good pitch when guys go for it. But it's not guys aren't going for it enough for it to be a useful pitch for him, if that long-winded answer conveys what I'm looking to say.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. He's got to get more command of the curveball and have somebody chase it is what he's got to do.
Yes, that's the succinct way to say it.
Yeah. Mark, let me ask you this. Does he get swings and misses? And, you know, I like that hard-hit ball rate. And I know Samardzija lit it up on Baseball Savant the other day. Dave Fleming was talking about it looked like a Boy Scout campfire in their box score. What about this guy's hard-hit ball rate?
Let me take a look. I'm not confident. I think any pitcher that's given up 20 home runs in 96 innings is going to struggle from a hard hit rate perspective. It's funny when you look at the Giants, all of the guys that are good this year are the relief pitchers. Like Bumgarner's hard hit rate is high, Samardzija's hard hit rate is high, Beattie's hard hit rate looks like it's going to come out as the worst of them all. Yep, 36%, which is the worst of the 15 pitchers that I've got on my screen right now.
All right, lefties 285 against them, righties 287, 20 homers, as Mark says, 14 solos. So that is Tyler Beattie today. Now, I'll ask you this. You want him to chase the curveball because that's an off-speed pitch. You get people off balance. You fool people. Does he get swings and misses in the strike zone on anything that moves, like a moving fastball or anything like that?
It doesn't seem like it, and I don't have that in front of me, but it feels to me like he's got to have the breaking pitches working for him, the curveball, the slider. He doesn't throw hard enough to be really impactful with his fastball, I don't think. And in this day and age, power is where it's at, right? And he doesn't have a power arm. He's like a 93-mile-an-hour guy. So I think he's got to do a little bit more there.
All right, he's got to have good command today. He did have his best game, I think, against the Dodgers. 6 innings, 3 hits, a run, a homer, 5 walks, 7 strikeouts. So 40 walks, 91 strikeouts. That is Tyler Beattie today. Let's look for command of the curveball. Best pitchers against the Giants. Now, Kershaw last night, Giants got to Kershaw, and they got him in some long pitch innings. He was gone after 4 innings, but I know you've done a lot of research on this, and the best pitchers against the Giants over the decades. Where do you go with that one?
So I wanted to have a little fun with that because the decade's ending, and it's very clear that Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher of the decade against the Giants. Entered that last start 23-11. That's when he ran 12. ERA in the 1.7 range, 45 starts. He's ridiculous. And then if you look at who else from the decade has been really good, it's a lot of Dodgers. Rich Hill, Zach Greinke, certainly. Rich Hill 6-1, 1.78. Zach Greinke 13-3, 2.22. But also, and I thought this was kind of neat, Ian Kennedy used to give the Giants a lot of trouble. 2.86 ERA, 11-6. And Matt Latos, except for the LDS game, game 5, when he did not fare as well, he had a 2.17 ERA in the 2010s, against the Giants. So that's the 2010s. 80s, going back a little ways, Bob Welch, Oral Hershiser, and Fernando. I think you would probably guess those if you were guessing pitchers. Who
I'm
were going to
give you one.
Giants.
How about Mark Portugal?
Mark Portugal did not make my list, but in the 1980s, Dave Dravecki did. Dave Dravecki in the 80s against the Giants, 11-6, 2.19 ERA.
Wow.
In the 1990s, kind of your sleeper guy, Sid Fernandez, 6-2 against the Giants, 1.58. And then in the 2000s, I like this, 2000s that you would probably never guess now, knowing what they became. Randy Wolf was a Giant killer in the 2000s, 8-3, 2.92. And Jorge De La Rosa, 6-0, 2.79 ERA, to go along with the dominant guys like the Greg Maddoxes and the Kevin Browns of the world. I always like when you find the pitcher that goes with Clayton Kershaw and Matt Latos, or Greg Maddox and Randy Wolf. I think that's kind of
fun. I'm glad Latos had the last game in 2010 because they knocked him out, and Posey, Huff, and I think Jonathan Sanchez had big hits in that game against Latos for the Giants to win that division in 2010. Mark Simon is with us. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Sports Info Solutions, his company. Three homer games. We had one last night. And I must say, it's interesting to watch one. Because, say, can he do it again? And bango, 3-2 against Samardzija, and the last one against Will Smith in the ninth inning made it 5-4. But going back for three homer games against the Giants, I know there were a couple of notes last night, and everyone forgot about Kevin Elster. And then when he opened up the ballpark with three.
Yeah, Kevin Elster in 2000 is one. He was the last Dodger to hit three against the Giants. And before him, you had to go back more than 40 years to a player you might remember that I certainly don't, Don Demeter.
Don Demeter was terrific. Third baseman, yep. Outfielder. Yeah, Don Demeter was a good player.
The funny thing is when you look at Giants to do it against the Dodgers, it's basically a non-existent list. You go back to 1951 and Don Mueller, who is better known for being a part of the Bobby Thompson home run moment where he got one of the hits right before Thompson hit the home run. But Will Clark never did it. Jack Clark never did it. Bonds never hit three against the Dodgers as a Giant. You would have thought someone would have done it at some point, but it's not a Giant thing against the Dodgers. It's apparently just a Dodger thing against the Giants these days.
Boy, very interesting. Don Mueller, they called him Mandrake the Magician because he could spray the ball all over the place, and he and Willie Mays fought it out for the batting title in 1954, and Willie beat Duke Snider and Don Mueller for the batting title, and that was a big deal. But, yeah, Don Mueller played right. Willie was in center, Monty Irvin in left, and Willie said to Monty Irvin and Don Mueller, "You guys stay on the line. I'll take everything else." And that's the way that went. I love hearing Don Mueller's name, Mandrake the Magician. He was a
nice player. By the way, Don Mueller, one of the first autographs my father and I ever got.
Really? Where did you get it?
We got it in the mail. We started mailing away to players on the 1950s Giants team, the teams that I guess you and he would have grown up with, and he was one of the first that we got.
Ah, very nice. Well, I'm glad that anytime you bring his name up, it's fun. A little bit more about the Dodgers, and sure. I'll tell you something. The more I see them, and I know the Giants play them tough, and I always say after the Giants and Dodgers play that the Dodgers are just not that good. And I realize they're amazing, and they're going to have the best record. They're going to be the World Series favorites and all that stuff. And then I watch the Giants work on Kershaw. I watch Florio get whacked around. And I just feel they're vulnerable in the bullpen. And then I see some lefties come in, and you sort of can slow them down a little bit. And then I watch Bellinger. And I'll tell you something. I don't know if there's a more ferocious swing in baseball than Bellinger. But where does he play? Where is he going to end up playing for the Dodgers?
So they put him in center the last three games, and I think the reason for that was that they want to play A.J. Pollock. As we saw yesterday, he can hit three home runs in a game. But A.J. Pollock has faded significantly defensively by the metrics from what he was. And they feel that Cody Bellinger is, I think, defensively highly capable wherever you put him, whether it's first base, center field, right field. He's just a great athlete. and he can go into the gaps and chase balls down. He's fast enough to do that. He can read balls off the bat and catch up to balls if he needs to do it. I think they feel like they can put him anywhere, and it seems like something that they're trying to give themselves a little bit better of a defensive lineup because he can hide Pollock in another spot.
Well, we'll see how it works out, but I tell you, I know the Dodgers lead the Giants 8-6 on the season, but you watch a game last night and you watch how they work Kershaw. He's not the same pitcher. We'll see what this kid has today, and then we'll go tomorrow and see what Urias has, and the Dodgers are still trying to figure out their roster, but I'm looking forward to this one. With Beattie, it's the hope of baseball. You got the young guy with the big arm, and you hope the light is going to come on one of these days. But as you tell us, and I think that's good insight for us tonight, watch the curveball, and we'll see what he does with the curveball. That'll be his key pitch. Mark, I appreciate it as always. Great stuff.
Thank you.
All right, that is Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter. I would follow him. During the week, he's always got good stuff, Sports Info Solutions, and we love having Mark on each week. All right.